So now we're going to get to the interpretation issues. There's a classic list of issues that have been litigated, and there's court decisions, and treatises and casebooks on oil and gas law refer to these issues. The mineral royalty issue will be the first one that we're going to discuss. Two grant problem, that had to do with a unique form that developed in Texas. The double and restated fractions problem. This is when you know you're an oil and gas lawyer. If you think for a moment it is normal to come up with a fraction by expressing it with a double fraction. You mean 1/16, but you express it as 1/2, as 1/8. No, you don't. So we're going to learn that. The meaning of other minerals. This was a big issue in Texas in the 70s and 80s, and one the Supreme Court actually did something rare, which is overrule some prior Texas Supreme Court cases on an issue. You'll see that courts do not like to overrule title opinions on the basis that they might upset title stability, but we'll see as we go how it might have been helpful for the court to more clearly overrule some of their missteps. The Duhigg rule. You heard earlier, if you're going to call yourself an oil and gas lawyer, you need to know what the Duhigg rule is. So executive right, you've heard about. We'll touch on that a little, but you're going to hear a lot about that in the program tomorrow. I know this one, skipping down the rule against perpetuities in the oil patch. My oil and gas students are always excited to know they get to hear about that one. And then I'm going to get to a couple of recent issues on catch-all clauses and a recent Texas Supreme Court case called Winsky. So the mineral or royalty problem. I introduced this to students this way. It helps to think of it ahead of time and know you can know what you are talking about. So when you read some of these difficult cases, it's not you. So, for example, if we were to start with this hypothetical, that it is the client who's come to you first, and the client wants to make a conveyance or a reservation affecting the mineral estate. The first thing as a lawyer you're going to want to do is be sure your client knows what he or she wants, because you're going to see that lay people, and often people who are involved in the industry, they may use terminology different, and they may have their own opinion about expressing fractions. We'll get to fractions in a minute. So, does your client want to convey or reserve a mineral interest? The best way to flesh that out is to remind the client of a mineral estate owner, as a matter of law, gets a proportionate interest of the sticks in the mineral estate bundle you've heard about already. The right to lease, the right to bonus, a right to delay rentals, a right to develop, a right to the other lease benefits. It's a cost-bearing interest. Do you want to convey that type of interest? Or on the other hand, do you want to convey or reserve a non-participating royalty? You heard the difference in the last presentation. A non-participating royalty is an interest carved out of the mineral estate. It doesn't have the sticks in the bundle of the mineral estate. You won't get any share of the bonus, which historically was not a big issue, but since the shale days, it is. You don't get to share in any other benefits of the lease or execute a lease. In other words, client, do you want to convey some share just of the production? And then we'll see the next step you're going to have to get to is what fraction do you want? But for now, we're focusing on mineral or royalty. Ideally, you would pull a form deed that says mineral deed, and that mineral deed would have terms consistent only with the mineral interest. Or if you meant a royalty interest, you would pull a form that says royalty interest and is very consistent with just that type of interest. But of course, that's not what's happened. We're going to see what raises this issue. I'm always telling my students, here's how you spot it on the exam. It's the same way in the real world. You will encounter a deed with a schizophrenic mix of terms. It sounds like mineral, and then it also sounds like royalty. French v. Chevron, which came out in 1995, is a classic. And here's how it went. It started, title was a mineral deed. And here's what you know in litigation, and if you like the title, you make a huge deal about it for your side. But if you don't, you ignore it. And ignoring it is a safe bet because the general accepted canon of construction is titles are accorded very little weight in the interpretation process. It's what you see in the four corners of the document that matters. This was a mineral deed. The first paragraph, this is what it said. It said, I hereby grant and convey to you this 50-acre interest, which you can't encounter that way of expressing a fraction. But then it also gave, look at this very small fraction here. To explain the 50-acre, if you put 50 acres as the numerator over the denominator of all the acreage, it would equal that small 1/65 6.117 fraction. Note the other language here in the granting clause. In and under has been anointed a classic mineral phrase. All in all, everything about this deed to this point, that's a mineral interest, a very small fractional mineral interest in this estate. But the deed did not stop. It has a huge paragraph. Without reading that paragraph, I will tell you what it says. It says, this shall be a royalty interest. Then the rest of those sentences, what the document does is strip away every attribute of the mineral estate. Thou shalt not lease. Thou shalt not get delay rentals. Thou shalt not develop. So the issue was whether this deed conveyed that small fraction as a mineral estate interest or as a non-participating royalty interest.